The concentration of carbon dioxide in our atmosphere now exceeds 420 parts per million. That's more than 50% higher than pre-industrial levels, and many industries are grappling with how to reduce or offset their carbon emissions. As Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports, the agriculture sector is becoming a frontrunner in the race to reduce carbon.
It's mid-April on Jason Lay's farm in Bloomington, Illinois. We're standing on one of his 75-acre fields, which, during the growing season, is covered with either corn or soybeans. And even though this is the off-season, Jason's field is green, dotted with a grass-like cover crop called cereal rye.
And what that does is it helps hold the carbon dioxide, or the greenhouse gases, it helps hold them so they don't get released out into the atmosphere.
And these 75 acres of cover crops are holding a lot of carbon.
Roughly, it would be about, hopefully, a ton an acre, so about 75 tons across this whole field.
That's about the emissions equivalent of 15 gas-powered cars driven for 1 year. And while Jason's field is an island of carbon-sequestering cover crops, more and more farmers in the Midwest are experimenting with them, thanks in part to the newly budding carbon marketplace.
I like to equate them to like the Wild West.
Jason is part of Bayer's pilot carbon program, which works like this. Let's say there's a company that needs to offset their carbon emissions. Maybe they pledge to reach carbon neutrality within a certain period of time. They can go to Bayer and purchase carbon credits, which basically offset their emissions. Bayer then pays Jason to plant cover crops, which act as the carbon offset for the company. Carbon programs like Bayer's are popping up all across the agriculture industry, and some companies are going all in, like Boston-based startup Indigo.
I absolutely am a believer that carbon credits are part of the move to reduce the overall pressure on the atmosphere.
Chris Harbert is Indigo's chief strategy officer. Unlike other ag companies like Bayer, Indigo is relatively young and focuses exclusively on sustainability. And Harbert says there's a reason they're zeroed in on agriculture.
Right now, we could get every farmer on earth to change their behavior if we incented it correctly. And they have the infrastructure, the equipment, they're already dispersed across the globe to make that happen immediately. And that would cause a measurable change to our atmosphere.
Harbert acknowledges that scale-up would be very difficult. It would mean totally revamping the way most farmers farm. And that's why Indigo offers short 5-year contracts with farmers, to avoid scaring them off with long-term commitments. But some say long-term commitments are necessary to reduce the concentration of carbon in our atmosphere.
I mean, for the climate, we really need, I would say, durability of carbon stored on timescales of 100 years. That's, I think, what's really necessary to address climate change.
Gianna Amador is a co-founder of Carbon 180, a nonprofit focused on reducing carbon emissions. She says when it comes to making a real dent in the climate crisis, we need to focus on how to reduce carbon overall, not just offset it. But she says paying farmers to sequester carbon is ultimately a good thing, because right now there aren't many incentives for climate-friendly practices, which can be expensive.
What's exciting about these voluntary offset markets is it provides an incentives for farmers to shift practices and potentially helps with some of those financing challenges.
If we want more farmers like Jason Lay, she says, we need to incentivize it. And Jason agrees.
I mean, it's the obvious American answer. You give me more and I'll figure out how to do it.
Money talks, he says. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.